We've been doing a series, the Riches of Heaven series. And God is already doing amazing things in people's lives as a result of this incredible series, The Riches of Heaven. This is part two, Think Like a Rich Man. In part one, we covered and talked about how God wants us to have abundance. God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to have increase. God wants us to prosper. That is God's will for us to have that in our lives. So we need, now that we know that from part one, I want to talk more about where God is taking us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." God came and walked on the earth to overcome the obstacles so that you could become rich, even though you might have started out poor in your life. That might not apply to everybody here, but even if you started out rich, God wants you to have more than that. He wants you to have increase. So he came and walked on the earth. One of the reasons was he wants you to have more in your life. He wants you to have riches. I think we need to know that God wants us to become a nation of kings and priests. This is God's will for us. He wants us to become a nation of kings and priests. Now, if you think about kings right away, you start noticing, oh, kings, yeah, a king has a big castle. A king has a kingdom. A king has a tons of servants. He's got that treasure room filled with all kinds of gold and silver, right? You can kind of understand that, yeah, the king, that's a good idea. I like that. Or queens. You know, that fits for both of us. You know, so you kind of understand that. Now, when you talk about priests, you might be thinking, what, priests? What? Because you're thinking of priests today. And a lot of priests today, they might have taken a vow of poverty or something like that. So you don't really think of them being rich. But we have to think, back when this was written, back when this was first being written, at that time when Jesus walked the earth, the priests had the best of everything. They had the best. They had their own cities. Did you know that? The priests lived in their own cities, and the majority of those cities were up on the top of mountains. Great places to live. And they had the best food, they had the best restaurants, they had the best cars. They had that because the people of that time were tithing. They were giving to them the best, the first 10% of whatever they had, they gave them. They gave them the first fruits, meaning at the beginning of the year when the trees would begin to produce fruits, in, you know, right away, that first 10% went to the priest. And if you know anything about fruits, when the first ones come, they're pretty juicy. They taste pretty good, don't they? Now, later in the season, in the fall, when there's kind of just some kind of, don't you ever notice they're not quite as juicy? They don't taste quite as good? So the priests were receiving the best of. And that is God's will for you. He wants you to be a nation of kings and priests. Think about it in those terms for priests, that they got the best of everything. They lived in the best houses. They lived in the best cities. They had the best food. Everything was the best for them. And that's what God's will is for you. God wants you to have the best. Let's read here. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get from where we are today to this place of abundance? How are we going to get from the life that you have to stepping into incredible prosperity, having above and beyond what you need, living like a king, living like a priest, having the best of everything? How are you going to get there? Let's look at this clue here in Romans 12:2. And it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we need to renew our minds, it says. It says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't think or act like this world. Don't be conformed to it. But through the renewing of your mind, it says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. change the way we think, and we will change what we have in our life. We need to change our mentality. We need to develop a different kind of mentality. A lot of us are living with a poverty mentality, when we need to be living with a rich man mentality. We have to shift the way we've been thinking, and that will change what we're doing and what we're saying. But we have to get out of that poor poverty mentality, because that's not where God wants us, as I've been talking already today. He wants us to have riches, but we need to change the way we think. What makes a rich person rich? What makes a rich person rich? The obvious answer is they've got money. But that's not it. That's not what makes them rich. And I say that because, you know what? We could take a whole pile of money and we could give it to somebody living in poverty or somebody just living in middle class. We could give them that money. In fact, and in a few years later, they'd be broke again. They'd be in the same sorry state that they're in today. In fact, we have seen this time and time again. We hear these stories about lottery winners. We hear about somebody who was impoverished and they were struggling and they had debt and they couldn't seem to get by and they won the lottery. And they got all this money. But you know what's funny? Often when they do a follow-up story a few years later, they find that person in the same state that they were in before they won the lottery. They find that they're broke and sometimes in debt. And in many cases, they're even in worse condition than they were before they won the lottery. Being rich has nothing to do with having money. It has to do with having the rich man mentality. And rich people think different than poor people. They think different than poor people. God wants us to think like we are kings and we are priests. He wants us to think that there is no lack and that there is abundance. He wants us to understand and know this in every fiber of our being. Because if we can change our mentality, if we can be renewed, transformed by the renewing of our minds, then our lives will be changed. And this is the message that you need to receive today. We need to change the way we think. And then we will have what God has already laid up for us. I said last week, He has already put it aside. But if we're going to think like a poverty mentality, we're going to find ourselves right back in there. Even if we win the lottery, we will find ourselves back in that same place. Let's take a look. How do rich people think? Average people believe you have to do something to get rich. Rich people believe you have to be something to get rich. It's about knowing who you are. And if you know and believe that you are a child of the Most High God and that He created you to have abundance, to have blessing, to have everything you need that's the best. If you think like that and know that, you will prosper. If you think it's about what you're going to do, you're always going to be searching and looking. Because it's more about knowing who you are. God knows who you are. I've been telling you who you were last week, and I'm telling you who you are this week. But you need to know it. And when you know it, you can do stuff. There's a good example. When a person knows who they are, Donald Trump, for example. This is a guy who has a lot of money, but Donald Trump was a millionaire, and then he went into debt, $9 billion in debt. And he came right back to be richer than ever. It was because he knew who he was. He knew, I'm a businessman, I'm a successful man, and I'm a rich man. He didn't let what happened or what he went through determine who he was. He knew who he was. We need to know who we are. We need to know that sometimes we'll come up against things that'll struggle. We might not succeed every single time. But we need to remember who we are and know that we are children of the Most High God and that we are abundant and that we are blessed in all ways. When we know that, those circumstances will not have power over us. Just as Donald Trump bounced back, you will bounce back quicker and faster because you've got God on your side. So we don't want to get caught up in that kind of thinking. We want to know who we are. Average people set low expectations, and so they are never disappointed. Rich people are willing to dream big. This is the next point. You want to get out of the poverty mentality into the rich man mentality? We need to dream big. We need to have great and magnificent dreams. This idea that society is trying to brainwash you, and that's what I think it is. I think it's trying to, this average mentality or this poverty mentality, that you're going to, you know, don't set big expectations, you won't be disappointed. You know what you get when you have no expectations or low expectations? You get nothing. Talk about a disappointment. And yet that's what they want average people and people that are in poverty to begin thinking like, because it'll keep you poor. It'll keep you from dreaming big. Rich people dream big. They're not afraid to dream big. God dreams big. And God's will for you is a big dream. He wants you to do incredible things. He's given you incredible gifts. And He's got an amazing plan for you. His dream is huge. God dreams big. And that's what He wants you to dream like. You know, God was telling Abraham. Abraham was there living in his father's house, in his father's land. And God began to tell Abraham a big dream. He started saying, Abraham, I want you to go leave your father's house, leave your father's lands, and go to this promised land that I'm going to give you. God was saying, I'm going to give you a nation. He wasn't just giving him a little few acres somewhere. He was giving him a nation. He said, I will make you a great nation. And your descendants will outnumber the stars in the sky. Talk about a big dream, that you're going to have a nation that will be blessed in all ways, and they will outnumber the stars in the sky. God wasn't talking to Abraham about a small, tiny, little, insignificant dream. It wasn't low expectations where nothing is going to happen. So you're not disappointed, Abraham. Let's just keep this down here. No, God was telling him big dreams. And that's the way we've got to dream. We've got to keep setting our goals and our dreams high so that we're in alignment with God. God has big dreams. God wants us to do great things. I'll tell you, if I didn't dream bigger than who I was, I would never be here today. If I didn't have bigger dreams, if I'd set my expectations low. I remember, you know, growing up on the farm as a little farm boy when I was about 8 or 9 years old, living in Canada, on the prairies, out in the country, never having left the province that I grew up in Canada, if I didn't say that, I was dreaming big. I remember as a boy of about 9 years old, dreaming of one day living in Los Angeles. Even though I'd never been to the ocean, I dreamed that I would live at the beach. And I dreamed that I'd have a blue convertible. And that I have a great life. Even though it was totally beyond where I was, and I'd never seen any of those things before, I had a big dream. And one day, when I was still living in the San Fernando Valley, I woke up, and I was standing looking out my door at my blue convertible, which was glimmering in the sun, and I suddenly remembered this dream that I had when I was a small boy, and I realized my dream had come true. And I thank God that I didn't have a low expectation so that I wouldn't be disappointed, because I wasn't disappointed standing there and realizing my dream has come true. We got to dream big, people. That's how God dreams, and that's what God wants in our life. He wants us to have big dreams. Get rid of that mentality, that poor man mentality, that you're going to have no expectations or low expectations, because you'll never get anywhere. You'll never succeed or go anywhere in life. I know that I have a great wife today, Liza, and I have her because I dreamed big. I didn't think of settling. I didn't think, oh, I just need, you know, just a wife. No, I wanted a special wife. I wanted a smart, attractive, wonderful wife. I wanted a great wife, and I dreamed big. And God met that dream when He brought Liza into my life. And I thank God I didn't set my sights low. So I wouldn't be disappointed, because I'll tell you, I'm not disappointed that I dream big. I'm so grateful that I dream big with God. People, break out of that mentality, that poor man mentality. Dream big with God. God dreams big with you. He's got plans for you. Your greatest days are still ahead of you. You can do greater things than you ever imagined possible, but it all starts by starting to dream it and believe it and speaking to God and beginning to walk with Him so you can fulfill it in wonderful and powerful ways. You know, it's interesting that rich people, they never let themselves get into that mindset where I got a nickel and dime or make my dreams smaller. They're never trying to economize or shrink things. Rich people have a mentality, even in the middle of economic crisis, that they're going to do more. They're going to reach out. A lot of us have fears about finances. Rich people do not. They're willing to take risks and go out on a limb to do more, even in the middle of crisis. We've got to get to that point where we release our fear about money so that we can step out and do great things. We need to change that mentality. Now, this is interesting. Average people teach their children how to survive. Rich people teach their kids to get rich. If you're teaching your child how to survive, that's just how to get by. You're teaching them just, you know, what they need to do just to survive. Well, God doesn't want us just to survive. God wants us to thrive. Rich people are teaching their kids how to get rich. They're teaching them the proper way to think about their finances so their finances can increase. They're teaching them how to thrive in life and have more and do more and never have to scrimp and save, but to do amazing things. God is teaching us how to thrive. He is teaching us how to be rich from the beginning of this Bible to the end. God is talking about how to increase, how to be blessed, how to have abundance. From the beginning to the end, this is His will and His gift to us. He wants us to have it in all ways. He came and walked on the earth so that we would step out of poverty and be rich. This is what God's will is for us. We need to break out of that poor man mentality and step into the rich man mentality that God has for us. He doesn't want us to be just surviving. We got to know that we lack nothing with God. There is abundance and there is plenty in all ways for us. Abraham wasn't just surviving. If he just wanted to survive, he would have stayed with his father in his father's land. But he went out, he wanted to thrive. He wanted to achieve that big dream that God had put into his heart. And now he began to step out and do greater things as a result of it. And he was increasing every step of the way. God was bringing more blessings into his life in amazing, amazing ways. This is interesting. This is a mentality that rich people have that we need to develop. Rich people can't afford the message of doom and gloom. Rich people can't afford the message of doom and gloom. If they can't afford it, can you afford it? Can you afford the message of doom and gloom? What they do as a result of that is they don't hang around negative people. They don't hang around people that are speaking doom and gloom, economy downturn. They won't listen to it because they can't afford to have that kind of mentality seep into their system if they're going to continue to have the rich man mentality. You cannot afford that kind of mentality either of gloom and doom. Or even worse, if you're the one that's speaking the doom and gloom over your life. Is that what you've been prophesying over your life? Doom and gloom? Because you need to stop it. You can't afford that. Because if that's the mentality that you have, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get out of life. We need to change the way we think so we can think like a rich man. But we need to change the way we speak too. We need to start speaking like a rich man. God teaches us how to do that. And He knows how important that is. Listen to what He said here in Proverbs. This is Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That means we got to watch what we're saying. What we're saying can bring death into our life. But what we're saying can also bring life. Let's speak the words of life, which are the words of God, the words of prosperity into our life. Let's speak a blessing over our life instead of doom and gloom. That's cursing our life. If a rich person can't afford the doom and gloom mentality, we can't afford it either. We need to let that go. Let's have our minds renewed today. Let's change them. Let's release it so that we can receive the blessings of God. Now, we've got two options. What rich people do is they completely avoid anybody that has a negative attitude like that. They can't afford to have them in their life, so they just stay away from them. And this is quite often why people think, rich people are snobs. No, they can't afford to have that kind of attitude in their life. Now, you have two options. You could do the same thing. You could avoid them altogether. Or you can speak blessings into their life. You can begin to speak the word of God of abundance and prosperity and the blessings that God has given that person. If it's you that's speaking doom and gloom, stop it. Because as we know what God already said about the power of your tongue, you can speak both death and life. That's the power that has God over you. So if it's you speaking it, stop it right now. Begin to speak with a rich man mentality. Begin to speak in alignment with what God promised you. You are to be a nation of kings and priests, having the best of everything, lacking nothing in any way, shape, or form. That is what God wants for you. Let's renew our minds. Let's get into a new way of thinking. Let's get that rich man mentality, which is a God mentality, down on the inside of us, so that when we speak, we are speaking those words over our lives and over the lives of everybody that is around us. I want somebody to spend time with me because I'm speaking powerful words of life. That's what I'm looking for. I want people to gather around me, not flee from me because I'm speaking doom and gloom. So let's get that into our hearts right now today. Man, if we start to think like a rich man, if we've got a rich man mentality, our lives are going to change. Because if we start to think like it, now we're going to speak like it, then we're going to act. We're going to put into action and we're going to do the same things that rich people are doing. Today, we're changing our minds. We're getting them washed. You know, our minds have already been washed, brainwashed by society, telling us to settle, telling us to be happy with what we've got. God is not saying that, though. That's not God's will. God's will is saying you can have more. You can do better. I've dreamed bigger for you than this. I want you to have amazing things. I want you to have great things. Don't let the brainwashing take in. We're going to renew our minds. We're going to step into the mentality of the God mentality, the rich man mentality. We're going to think like kings and priests. And we're going to speak like them and act like them. And we will receive what God has already laid up for us. He has laid up incredible abundance in our lives. This is talking about the rich also know that no matter what happens, they will always be able to earn more. This is an interesting mentality. They have the belief that no matter what happens, I will always be able to earn more. What does that do for you if you have that mentality? Wow. That really frees you up. A lot of people are living in fear. And that stops them from acting. They're afraid they're not going to have enough. They're afraid if they invest, they're going to lose it all. Or what happens if I lose it all? They're afraid to step out and do and follow their dreams because, You know, we've been taught, I remember people saying to me, well, you got to be responsible. I was getting to that age when I was growing up. You got to start living responsibly. You know, those ideas, they're not reasonable. They're not good ideas because they're big dreams. Instead, you got to do reasonable things and responsible things. And really, what we need to have instead is the understanding that no matter what happens, we will always have the ability to earn more, to have more. This is the same mentality that God has, because when we know God and we understand God, we don't live in a lack mentality, but we know there is infinite supply. The resources of God are infinite. There is no shortage of anything that you need in your life. And when you really begin to think this and understand it and know it in your heart, in your mind, it will free you up to act, to step out and do what God has been speaking into your hearts. You'll be free to step out, knowing that no matter what happens, God will always provide me with more. There is always abundance coming into my life. I can always earn more because God is there. He will pour it down upon me. We need to shift out of the poverty mentality and step into that rich man mentality. The mentality that there is always prosperity. There is an infinite supply in all ways. Here in Proverbs 8:21, this is what God says. That I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasures. Those of you here today who say, darn it, I'm going to do this. I'm going to develop a rich man mentality right now. I'm going to begin to know what God said, what His promises are, and I'm going to think like a rich man. I'm going to dream big. I'm going to do amazing things. And I know there is no lack. There is an infinite supply for me. Those of you who step up and take the challenge will be made rich. You will receive the blessings of God, as He says right here. He says, those who love me to inherit wealth. He's going to cause them to inherit wealth. That I may fill their treasuries. He's going to fill up your bank account. He's going to fill up your bank vaults. You may not have bank vaults yet, but you'll get some. He'll bring them into your life. This is what God's will is for you. He wants you to have abundance. What it takes is to change the way we think. Today we've gone over a few points. These are just a few points of the way rich people think different. It's not about how much money they've got. It's about the way they're thinking. We could take all their money away and put them on a deserted island with a few other people, and in a few days a rich person would have everything. And it's not that they're greedy. It's that they think different. We need to think different. We need to think like God. If we can think the way that God is teaching us to think, we will prosper and we will have abundance. We will have infinite supply. Our dreams will be fulfilled in all ways, and we will have success in whatever we do. This is the will of God, to fill our treasuries. And if you choose today to step in and begin having that rich man mentality, begin to think like a rich man, you will receive it. You will receive it in all ways. I hope you've received these points that we had today, because they are blessed. These are things that God was speaking and is speaking over your life. Receive them. Begin to weed out the poor man mentality. Don't settle for the status quo. Don't let what they're brainwashing you with, where you say, just settle, don't dream big. Let that go, because God has great dreams for you. God has great potential in your life. He is pouring down. He has great prosperity that He has laid up for you. All kinds of abundance is waiting for you. And He is ready to give it to you right now. And all you need to do is begin to know, think, act, and you will receive it in Jesus' name.